Welcome to the DD&D podcast, where we talk about anything and everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons, Call of Duty, Gay, Red Towers, Jerry Legacy. Microphone. It's the rain. I couldn't hear you over the rain. So while I was at it, I bought two microphones. So I'll have a replacement when this one gets lost or broken or whatever. And it's raining here. It's supposed to only be cloudy and overcast today. One special rain. Joe came home to mow his lawn. He couldn't. It was raining.
Well, that's his fault.
No. It's been raining now for about 3 weeks. Well, I got as much fencing as I could get done today for Ian. After 5 hours, I ran out of clips. So when he gets the rest of the clips, I'll finish this fence. Then he'll pay me. Yeah, he likes fence clips. He doesn't like using the wire.
No, fence clips. I thought you said the e-clips.
No. Fence clips. And while I was in Dollar General, the clerk said that she had to go help her husband do fencing tomorrow. So I gave her my card. She said her husband's always looking for another hand, so she'll pass it on.
There you go.
Yeah, I make enough money. Maybe I can afford my own fencing all the way around the fence, around the yard, around the farm. If I work on enough other people's fences, I might be able to afford enough to buy fences to go all the way around our farm.
That'd be awesome.
So John took a look at my pickup this evening. He said the engine sounds beautiful. But the sound I heard was probably the air conditioning blowing out. So he unplugged it And told me I should buy a belt that bypasses it. Because he thinks that's what's making that whining sound. It sounds like the bearing on the air conditioning is going out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I go to leave Ian's place. I start up the engine. I'm looking at my map or trying to figure out if there's a better way to get out of there than the way I usually take. And I hear this, whoop, and then the engine stops, which scared the hell out of me. So I check all the fluids. Everything's fine. But I hear this. Going constantly. John says he can't know for sure because he didn't see it happen. But when he checked the Freon, there was no Freon in the system. So he suspects what happened is it's part of the compressor broke.
Oh, okay.
Which I won't need it all winter. And I don't use it in the summer anyway. I roll the windows down. So.
Hey, shit.
Ain't cool enough, drive faster.
Air for melting.
I would like to get the fan working in this thing, though. I can only get the windows to defrost by driving fast enough to drive air through the heater.
Faster.
I can't see yet. Drive faster anyway. He'll see soon enough.
Yeah.
Oh my.
And if it's too cold for you, just take some baths and that'll warm you right up.
That's true. Actually, at about 30 miles per hour, it gets quite warm in here. Uh-oh. I got somebody coming at me. You're probably going to lose me three times before I get there.
That's all right. I can hardly barely hear you anyway.
What'd you do now?
I squeezed one of my herb capsules and it broke.
Okay.
Well,
what do you expect?
It's not. Well, it's more brittle than it should be. Anyhow, it might survive going down my gullet, whatever you call it.
Well, okay, you just get it sooner.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't scrape and scratch on the way down.
Ah.
It's one of those gel caps. Not gel caps, gel, gelatin capsule.
Right. Ice cream shop in Kaplan Your Mills is for sale again.
Are you going to go in the ice cream business?
Well, you could use it for anything you want to, but...
We can go up to the ice cream business and sell snow to Eskimos.
That ain't funny. That's actually very profitable. Per capita, Eskimos buy more ice cream than anybody else.
That's weird.
Now. Hey, most of the hot tea is drank in the desert. Muslim's favorite drink. They don't do alcohol.
Everybody knows alcohol.
Well, not officially. A lot of Muslim countries don't allow any alcohol on their border. Doesn't mean people don't make it inside. They just don't want to get caught.
Wait, it used to be in the U.S. All right, I think you're lost. Oh, there he is.
I'm here. So that bad spot was delayed. The big hill will be the next one. So what's new in Mysterio Legacy?
I'm sorry, what?
What's new in Mysterio Legacy?
What's that?
I don't know.
Mysterio Legacy, never heard of it.
I think our south neighbor is building up their forces. They've been ramping up their activity.
Well, they're the most powerful players on the planet.
Yeah. On that server, at least. Yeah, it's kind of funny how we're seeing a lot of immigrants from West.
Immigrants?
Yeah, people who way on the west coast.
Go to London?
Yeah, they're coming to London.
No, they're probably more peaceful on the London server. They just go to the west coast server to create havoc.
I still hold it against them.
Pretty much. I don't trust them. Because what they'll do on one server, they will do on another if they think they can get away with it.
Very much. I don't know. Exist is hanging on pretty good. Exist. There's a character by the name of Exist.
Oh.
And at level 7, he raised havoc. He successfully stole something from a higher level character. And they basically beat the crap out of him until he gave it up. And even then,
okay, maybe now we lost him. Well, I'll do the official introduction since it didn't come across very clearly. This is the Demented Dungeons and Dragons podcast, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to DK Red Towers, Dungeons and Dragons, and the like. We don't just talk about gaming. We don't really talk about Dungeons and Dragons. But we talk about everything, including but not limited to those type subjects. Right now we're playing a game called Mr. Legacy.
Okay, what? You hear though?
Yeah, I gotta find my spyglass.
Yeah, I'm not worried. I'm not ready to worry about it yet. I'm not ready to worry about it yet. I don't need a spyglass yet. There ain't nothing I do that I need to know.
Well, I need to check this tree.
You want to know how many chops there are in it?
Yeah, how many chops it has left.
Yep. Spyglass will do that. All right, I got to open and close the gate. So I'll be gone for a little bit.
Yeah, so anywho, this is Mystera Legacy we're talking about. Right now I'm on the West Coast server because I still go there from time to time and help them with their chickens. they don't do a very good job at maintaining their chickens, I guess they expect me to do it, even though I'm just here to help out. 48 chops. So I got a little ways to go. But I'd hate to be sitting here chopping and not know what number of chops I gotta be at. And then I kill the chicken that's stuck behind this tree. 29 chops. I don't know if you can hear the chickens crowing. 20 chops. But yeah. I'm a chicken guy in the game. 13 chops. We're getting close. Hang on. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 1. There it is. Now, where's my knitting needles? I have to carry knitting needles while working with chickens so I don't accidentally kill the chickens. Oh, dark water. Damn, dark water. Get some manures. I gotta dig that out. Get out of the way, chicken. Get off the pine cone. I need that pine cone. Stupid chicken's gonna piss me off. Alright, well, he's trying to figure out what the heck he's gonna do. I'm gonna go out here and get this other feather that this other chicken dropped. Two feathers. I've gotten really good at producing feathers. And people like my service. Oh, well.
Did it get out or did it spawn?
It got out.
Mm.
That's all right.
Dang it.
Bella is on.
West Coast?
Huh?
West Coast?
Yeah. Yeah, I stop in periodically and check on their chickens in Bone Collector Tribe. They don't really maintain their chickens very well, so.
So you do it for them.
So I gotta do it for them because they're busy doing other things, I guess.
Right.
But I'm not gonna be doing it forever.
No, it takes away from, go ahead.
Yeah, it does take away from my projects in London. But I figure, you know, I'm collecting resources also just in case we do end up going back to the West Coast server. The West Coast Kingdom. 29 chops. Seventeen chops. Nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. One. There it is. Pick up that pine cone. Switch to knitting needles wherever they are.
All right, should have those on a speed button.
They are, actually.
Yeah, when I'm dealing with chickens and I'm digging or whatever around them, I put the repair kit on a speed button, and I don't drop my shovel until I have that repair kit in hand.
And it's killed a penguin.
You killed a penguin?
Murderer. Killed the penguin, killed the penguin, killed the dead.
Murderer.
Yeah,
you evil bastard, you.
Half the feathers that I collect as my payment for my service.
Here you go. There you go. That's the way to do it.
Yeah. And whatever other resources I gather. Because I work for them.
Yeah, steal from the boss.
Not really. I'm not my boss. I'm just like a contractor who's not really getting paid.
This is true. I'm sure they appreciate having the free feathers.
Once I have enough wood, I'm going to build a chaos kill chamber on their farm to kind of test it out.
There you go. What the hell is this?
They get chaos every once in a while.
Yeah, they'll go, what the hell is this? Just watch. It'll happen. It's coming.
Chip's Legacy.
Yeah, Cold Shadow started his own. It's called the Cold Shadows.
Yeah.
Not very narcissistic, is it?
Yeah, well, you know. Thank you.
is what it is?
I'm just trying to catch up with their chat now that I'm done working. Yeah, see, they store stuff on alts, too. See, okay, I'm going to screenshot this. Polar says, oh, I don't have no alts. I don't keep stuff on alts.
Yeah, liar.
Oh, yeah. And Bella just announced that they put all their stuff on alts. All the good stuff's on alts. She goes, you have been raiding inactive trash left in the basement. Real shit is vaulted. IJS.
IKS?
IJS, whatever that means.
IJS.
I just saying.
Okay.
Probably.
Yeah, but a wall's a wall. Vault door doesn't make any difference on that.
Yeah.
That just means the door will last longer. Anyway, for her to complain like that means that she's concerned.
Who's this guy? His name is Digger Nix. He says, we've been raiding the F out of barf.
Out of barf. Bar, barely articulate rubes.
I'm sorry, what?
Bar, barely articulate rubes.
Yeah. So the well's down again.
Nice.
Scrappy just found a gold rock.
No such thing. They're called shiny rocks.
Huh?
They're called shiny rocks. Gold rocks. Put your lens on it.
Scrappy don't carry lenses. He carries, compasses and a shield. Why he has a shield, I have no idea.
Shield training on towers.
Perhaps.
I know, I'll have to ask. Oh, me, oh, my. in a row. It's been cold. I stole Shirley's cat with me.
You stole Shirley's cat.
Yeah, it's in the greenhouse with me. I figure if it shits on the floor, it's no big deal. It's all dirt.
Dirt.
Dirt, 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 dirt.
Yeah, Scrappy's now level 4 again. No, level 3, my bad. But we're not supposed to be talking about that.
About who?
I don't know.
Me neither. Right.
If London don't work out, I'm going 3%er all the way.
I hear you. I'll probably join you in that prospect. I might just do it anyway.
Well, I would. Oh, okay. I'm just north of the kill hole. There it is.
It's a kill hole.
Yeah, Scrappy's favorite place to hang out. Bar's kill hole.
So you created this group, Unethical Player List?
Ooh,
I don't think you...
Inside?
And they haven't noticed yet?
Or they haven't torn it down yet.
So they're getting tired of the crap. They're working on kicking Bar out.
The anti-Bar groups are finally standing up to Bar. Oh. There's more than, I don't know, there's a handful of them.
Problem is, some of them will just be Bar replacements.
Well, that's true, too.
You know, doesn't do a lot of good to get rid of Bar if they're just going to be Bar. By the way, did you notice I pushed... Did you notice I pushed all the chickens into cages? I got some double.
You got what?
And apparently, I pushed all the chickens into cages.
Okay.
Some of the chickens were loose.
Oh, were they?
Well, they were in the center area.
Oh. I haven't been back there yet.
Oh, I logged in with the wrong character. Yeah, we should build more gates. Do, 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 do. Well, I should probably transfer Phaedra. That's the name I was trying to think of. Phaedra has banned exist forever.
Forever.
Anyway, she seems pretty nice, or he seems pretty nice to talk to, but she did kill exist over and over again, even after they worked out a deal for back the stuff. So I'm not sure what that was.
Always KOS.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Just kidding. Oh, there it is. I thought for a minute that they got rid of those stairs. Can't get Scrappy out of the underground without stairs. Oh, crap. He just went in the deep cave. Wrong stairs. I guess they got rid of the stairs.
Who?
I don't know. Somebody.
Stairs
that
where?
That stairs going up just north of the kill hole is not there anymore.
Yeah. That kind of makes sense. Loop.
Wait a minute. Maybe it is. I just got to dig my way there. I see another set of stairs.
I just picked up a whole bunch of fryer robes I'm going to drop off. Several of them have pluses on them. Plus one star. Star, star. Star. Plus one. Star. Plus one star. Star. And star. Yeah, they look like they all have some value. Oi. What do fire robes do? Let's see. Rare fire robe plus one star. Plus two defense, ancient one. Okay. Stop glitching. I was over here between the stairs. Drop. Wow, looks like all these are ancient. Wow, here's an ancient too. What does ancient do?
It's supposed to increase your experience points.
What about humming?
That is a good question. I think all of them are supposed to increase your experience points, but they do it in different ways.
Radiant?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, I hope this truck stuff. Oh, well, Taco Bell might still be open. I gotta go to the bathroom and get rid of my Taco Bell.
Here's one that's stained. Here's one that's stained, too.
Stained? We don't like stains.
Here's one that's humming, too.
Especially when there's stains in our underwear.
Hey. Better in the underwear than in the jeans.
This is true. But we don't wear G-strings.
God.
I hear you. I mean, they're sexy, but...
Well, they're sexy until you do the laundry.
Yeah.
If you're the guy doing the laundry...
Well, yeah.
Skid marks in the jeans suck.
Yeah. Yeah, skid marks everywhere sucks, but yeah.
Well, it's better for it to be in the underwear. If you're gonna have skid marks, have them in the underwear.
That's where it's supposed to be.
Yeah. So you sexy little girls? Wear those granny panties.
Granny panties. Yeah, those are sexy.
Have you seen the results of, have you seen the results of,
the other?
Yep. Okay, the cow ate the lettuce.
Cool.
Oh, shit!
Did it drop milk?
No, I started killing it.
Well, don't kill it.
Didn't mean to. I had it highlighted. I didn't have anything safe in my hands. See what I can craft. Knitting needles. Crafted. Jesus.
I hate when people pee on the toilet.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
I know. You get sniff after it.
That's almost as disgusting as when they leave a shit stain on it.
Yeah.
The only thing I can think of that's even worse than that is when you're polite and so you lift the lid before you pee and the whole bottom side is covered by diarrhea splatter. It's like, how explosive was the last guy? Bingo.
Alright, DD&D podcast notes.
Okay, cow is 62% fed.
Go over our disclaimers.
Probably not.
No. I can play that when we get back to the truck. I got it on recording. Donations. We officially are taking donations now. Colin got a donation tab on the website. If you like our retarded podcast, Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not allowed to say that. Do you like our non-retarded podcast? Am I allowed to say that?
No retards allowed.
Anyhow.
Unless they're us.
Yeah, drop us a couple bucks, you know, help us pay for, pay the bills. International numbers. We have 75 international numbers now or more since the last time I checked. I don't know. So you can call in from 60 or 75 countries now instead of 63 is what it was before. Sponsors. Really, I'm the only sponsor, but if you check out kclamanagement.com, you can see basically everything that I'm doing, all of mine slash our projects. Yeah. That sums it up. We are not mammals. Well, I might be, but you might not be. Oh, yeah. That brings me to another topic, the Satanic Church.
What do they say about it?
They believe we're animals.
Well, and thus all their followers in government believe it too.
Yep.
And that's why they codified all their laws accordingly.
Maybe not all.
Pretty much.
Ooh, clogged up the toilet.
What'd you do that for?
Got you. Hell. Oh, here it is. I was like, people don't believe in soap? No, apparently they don't. Ah, that one works.
So did, who's what to tell you the secret of making milk?
No.
I know it involves a cow. It involves getting the bread.
What? Yeah, lettuce or tinder is the secret, I guess.
Well, that's probably only part of it. Anyway, overfed this cow. It's at 90%.
But maybe you gotta wait for like eggs. You gotta wait. You gotta let the percentage drop down.
There you go. 89% is bread.
Oh, okay.
Eighty-eight percent is bread. Yeah, 90% it was not bread. 89 it was bread. It's down to 87. It's still bread. Hasn't dropped any milk yet. These two chickens in with the water are producing feathers.
Yeah. Has any hornets popped up yet?
Yeah, it's in the cage up next to, near the entrance. There used to be a hornet in the cage next door, but there's none now. Somebody apparently killed it.
Next door to what?
To the two chickens with the water. There's a cage with nothing in it and water.
Yeah, the cage with nothing in it with water is the one that I eliminated the spawn point for the hornet.
Oh, you put deep water over it?
Yeah, I went in, I killed the hornet, and moved the water from the left to the right.
Okay.
So, where the water is where the fence needs to go.
Okay.
So, I'll basically move that over. And then take out the fence that's next to it, and then hopefully that's where the fence is now, and I remove, hopefully that creates a good spawn point and not a bad spawn point.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Has any new chickens spawned in the farm?
I have not seen any. So either we got too many chickens, or we've covered up something that shouldn't be covered.
We covered up something that shouldn't be covered. The spawn point is probably the fence. They're at the entrance. That's what I'm thinking. Alright, let's do the disclaimer real quick.
Think for yourself. Oh, God.
Podcast is for educational and/or entertainment purposes only. Our opinions and religious beliefs are our own. Most of this is all hearsay evidence and is not admissible in court. Our first-hand knowledge is your hearsay evidence, and you should always go and do your own homework. We are not necessarily encouraging you to overthrow any terroristic, tyrannical de facto government, medical establishment, fast food franchises, any religious or non-religious 501c3 or anything of that matter. We do encourage you not to feed the beast. We do encourage you to love your neighbor, your community, and your homeland. We do encourage you to do what is right, when it is right, because it is right. We do encourage you to protect your de jure government, your sovereignty, your freedom, and your liberty, and those same freedoms and liberties for your neighbor, your community, your people, and your homeland. The Lord gave you free will. Please use it wisely. Pray it forward. Pray for others as you would like them to pray for you. Love others as you would want them to love you. Please read 1 Corinthians 13. We practice God's medicine, not man's medicine. Any nutritional statements heard on this podcast is just our research and/or experience. Most of them may not be accepted by the FDA. Under the New World Order rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, we are not allowed to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. But we cannot cure you, nor can your doctor, only you can heal yourself. Disease is the result of a nutritional deficient environment. Keep your body right. and your body can cure itself. Man and flesh for other animals. We are not man animals. This podcast is not made for animals. This podcast is only for certain humans made in God's image, endowed by God with certain inalienable rights. If you are an animal, this podcast I offend to be necessarily for you. Please tell your human about us.
Please tell your human about us. So I guess if you're a devil worshiper, then you're not a human.
Okay.
Because they don't believe they're human. They believe they're animals.
Yeah, you're.
Well,
actually, that's not a logical conclusion.
No, yeah. They believe they're humans, but they also believe that humans are animals. Therefore, they believe that they are animals and human.
Right.
And so are you. But they're also not devil worshippers.
Right.
They don't believe in Satan, which is confusing because they call themselves satanic worshipers or the satanic church, but they don't believe in Satan.
Okay.
According to the satanic guy, priest, or whatever that I recently just listened to. He's like, we don't believe in Satan. If Satan even existed, he's probably just, you know, a really cool guy.
Okay.
The thing that most people perceive as being anarchist
is not true either.
More, huh?
Yeah, it's not true. Most people assume anarchy means chaos. It means the opposite.
Right, you didn't listen. What I was saying was, what most people perceive as being anarchist is actually satanic.
Okay.
Because your interpretation is chaos, but what most people perceive anarchy is the strongest survives. You know, so kill the weak, only the strong shall live. That's what the satanic worshippers pretty much believe. They believe that if you're going to survive in this world, you've got to be, you know, the alpha dog. Be a leader, not a follower. Eat the weak. That's what they believe, according to this satanic priest guy.
Sabella.
Basically. Eat the weak. They are food for the strong.
Good. Then the weak will eat them.
Well,
because they're not really strong. They're a bunch of cowards.
I guess it's all in the eye of the beholder. In a way, I agree with the Satanic Church. Because their philosophy is the philosophy of the wild.
Hold on.
we'll go play our game while we hang on. But yeah, I've been studying life and nature. And I kind of basically believe that we're no different than the animals. We're just smarter, but dumber at the same time. Smarter and dumber. What is this stuff in the door? New gear. That's the noob stuff. Goes over here. Well, I don't know. That one's kind of not noob. Drop. That one's noobish. Drop. Nah, it's all new gear. Screw it. I'll put it on my new vault for the boot camp. Boot camp. My problem with Drafter in his base layout is he's making us a temptation to be raided. It leaves viable stuff on the floor. Makes people say, ooh, look, food. And then people will want to raid us. Oh. Might help if I pick up the other essentials. I need to make a tribe door. Material for a trapdoor. Get my other guy. Yeah, we're no different than animals. We're just supposedly smarter. Supposedly smarter. Drop that. One, two, three. That should be good. It was. Alright, create tribe door. Bam. Now we got more protection. Oh wow, we had a lot of wood. I just didn't have very much stone. Alright, cool. Drop stone. Over here, pick up these dyes. Drop them off to my alt. My tailor alt, so he can make some more tailor stuff. Definitely need that. There's the yellow. Yellow number 40. All right, we have 118 yarn, pieces of yarn. Let's see what we can make with our yarn. Working. There it is. All right. Now I need to go craft a dummy. Well, I thought David would be back by now. All right. I need to make arrows. Oh, yeah. Let's drop off these materials to my alt, my crafting alt, so that he can make arrows. I need to bring his level up. So that he can wear the crafting ring. So I let him do all my crafting now, if possible. Do some more crafting. Arrows. Making arrows for tower protection. Now, if I have enough, I'll make a repair kit. Two repair kits. Drop those. 1,200 arrows. Oh, where's that scarf? I already got 2 + 1. Nope. I got that thing.
Yeah. I got to text Shirley. She probably has a dead rooster. Possum was eating out its butthole. I stepped on the possum. It then let go of the rooster's rear end, and I stomped the hell out of its head until its tail started twitching.
Nice.
But the rooster ran out the chicken door, and I don't know where it went. And it's probably seriously wounded, and it's cold, and it's wet out there, so it'll probably be dead by morning, unless I can find it. Probably die anyway, but all the lights in the house are off, and I don't want to, I don't know.
I don't know what I've been told.
How do you spell rooster?
What?
How do you spell rooster?
R-O-O S-T-E-R.
That looks better. I'm not convinced.
Whatever. Drop.
Well, my spell, my, this is one thing my spell checker does. When you write something, it'll give you that, what you wrote as a suggestion. And you can't tell whether that's a suggestion from a standard dictionary or what you just made up just now. So...
Yay, 000 just did a little magic thing. Wonder what level he is now. Level 17, he can use his crafting ring.
Cool.
Bam, baby.
Monday is supposed to be colder than today. Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Cold, 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 cold. We like the cold.
Yep. It's unfortunate, but the good roosters will give up their lives to protect the hens. The lousy roosters will give up the hens to protect their own lives. No.
I'm checking all the towers right now. Nobody's really messed with our walls that I can tell except for Miss Cherry and Rude Boy.
Right. And they were actually knocking on them, weren't they?
Well, upstairs, on, yes.
Oh, and well, Cold actually, Shadow's minion.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That guy. Cold Shadow's minion.
Stupid jerk.
Stupid jerkola. Ta-da! Like a gazillion potatoes.
I think you can only go up to 100.
1 gazillion! About 50, he said.
About 50? ATV's online.
Yay! Everyone is here. I think ATV is a girl.
Ask him.
Nah. Mouse is still getting used to the stairs. Oh.
Chunk, chunk.
He extended the garden.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, he moved the garden slots over.
No.
I'd knocked him back.
He extended it north.
Oh, did he? Well, good. Then I don't have to. Oh, but he built the walls.
Maybe not. I'm burdened. Oh, because I'm carrying all these dang tote buckets.
He couldn't have extended it. He'd have to have knocked the walls down. I don't think he has that good of a destruction ability.
Not yet. Oh, he's mapping it.
He's preparing for it.
Yeah. He's going to encompass this large body of water that he made.
Milky Blonde is now sleeping.
As long as he's willing to help maintain it, I'm groovy.
Tell you what, any wall built by anybody else, you can maintain without worrying about destruction.
True that. Okay. Cool. He's, okay. He's working on farm rows and everything.
Guess what I just saw.
Yeah, Drafter is a major player. I don't know how he does some of the things that he does, because it's like, but he just knocks it out like it's no big deal. Like, Like, he's got all these skills when he's a noob. And it's like, how do you do so much so fast? I can't seem to do that much. Maybe I do, but it don't seem like it to me. It might seem like it to other people.
Mm-hmm. Maza Forog is north of us now.
Who?
Maza. Heading for the border. Probably going to travel down the border. Expect to see it soon. Not sure if it's a he or a she.
Maza.
Level 14 Chaos, slain by Mazafor. That was my Chaos, except I didn't have any arrows. I'm tired. I was tired before we started.
Yeah, I'm always tired. We're digging road right now.
What you doing that for?
Just trying to make his farm rest.
Hopes the Obi helps. What's Obi? Obsidian?
Black rocks, yes.
Oh, for towers.
Yeah, we have more than enough of those, though.
Yay. More game, I'm getting more. That's why I can't find any black rocks up here.
Yeah, we need more wood than anything. And you get more gold out of the gray silver rocks than you do the black rocks.
Yep. Almost get more gold than you do out of the shiny rocks. It's raining again. The more it rains, the colder it gets.
He wants to do Anastasia's chicken feather dropping thing, but the problem with that is wolves.
Yeah.
Maybe make smaller versions, multiple ones. Okay. This space up here that we're tearing down.
Yeah.
We can make the feather section, feather dropping section, that big. So.
How far north are you guys going?
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So it's like a 12 by 12.
Mm-hmm.
Or 10 by 10.
How far north are you guys going?
What?
How far north are you guys going?
I didn't understand that.
How far north are you guys going?
Oh.
Wow, they did use a lot of road. What'd they do that for?
How far north? About 130.
Okay. About 130? Okay.
Yeah, so about 30 squares, 160 to 130.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me see my designs. Because I'm thinking about doing my store on the south side of the road. Stupid hornets. There we go. Got it.
He says, kind of big for power farming. I said, we don't need too big, but we can always downsize if need be. Problem is, people want to build, and then they have trouble maintaining it, and then it falls apart, and then it's a waste.
Okay, I need a 13 by 16 space in order to build my store.
All right. Well, you can build it at 0-100.
I think I counted that off, right? Looks like though they built road into my area that I'm going. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Okay, there's a little black U up here. I'm not sure if this is... Oh, okay, this is tile. So I'm good. Must have been where they had some training dummies.
All right, so he's thinking the big garden area will be for to share with the weed camp.
Hmm.
So it won't just be a Hemptoria, it'll be boot camp and Hemptoria garden.
So there'll be a gate on both sides, basically.
I can live with that, even though I kind of want them separate.
Yeah, they'll need their own base. And since you'll probably be sending me over there as Doofus.
Yeah, and I'll probably have my other Kano over there also. My other Kano. I need to start growing some dye bushes so I can make lots
make
of dye. So I can get 000's tailor skills up and crafting skills.
Yeah, that's why you go for 13. Yeah, 13 high.
Okay. Oh. Drop and drop. All right. Pick these up. Let's see here. I don't have enough stuff for a blue scarf. We'll do a red cloak. Just did another green one. I'm not getting any pluses yet. Well, I got one plus on a scarf, which I'm using, a repair scarf, because I figure since I do most of the repairs, I should have that one. But I just got a repair scarf with a star next to it. So what's that, ancient?
You mean it's ancient or stained or it's got some characteristic?
Yeah. So I got an extra one of those.
Basically, you got to use it to find out what it is.
Okay. Well, that's by the basement door if you want to use it. Still working on getting some decent mining cloaks. All the mining cloaks I've done so far are all just regular mining cloaks. Dang darn did it. Alright. You don't need a tailor jacket, do you?
No, not yet.
Okay, dokie. And mining rings, I haven't been able to get a plus on those either. Plus one journeyman's ring. And a guardian ring with a star next to it. And a hunter's cloak with a star next to it. So I'll grab what I need and any extras I'll leave by the back door. Basement door. I could use the hunter's cloak. Journey ring plus one gives two defense, six exploring, and two light armor plus one cooking. All right, I'll replace my ring with that one. I got some decent green rings down there, too. A grass ring. So you know.
Yep.
All right. I'll pick these up and reorganize them. But yeah, the good stuff I'll leave by the back door, and if nobody picks them up, I'll pack them on an alt.
Sounds good.
The rest of them I'm gonna sell once I get the store open. Try to make some money off this stuff.
Yes.
Better blue scarf. I got a lot of mining rings, but they're all regular mining rings.
Better than nothing.
That's true. And they come in handy when you die and someone takes your good ones. And also when you reincarnate, because then you have to use new gear again.
True. Can't use stuff high level.
Nope. But crafting, when you're trying to get pluses on stuff, I think it's cheaper just to buy it from people than to waste your materials and time trying to craft it.
Yeah, but then you don't get your crafting skill up.
Well, that's only if you need to. If you don't need to, then don't waste your time and resources. It's actually cheaper to buy it. All right, all the towers downstairs are stocked. I've got an extra 700 arrows. But we're going to have more towers soon, so I checked the four towers up top. That one's got 230. That one's got 230. That one's got 270. And that one's got 230. That wooden door in the middle of the two towers, don't
bother
repairing it. I'm going to let it go.
Oh. Okay.
Just repair the tribe doors. you made some mud traps.
And? What'd you do that
well,
for?
I didn't. Drafter, I guess, did. Somebody did. Somebody did. Drop 100.
What do you need for a personal door? Silver?
Drop. What?
What do you need for a personal door? Silver? 10 stone, 20 wood, 1 silver. Got it.
Get it, got it, good. Those have arrows. I'm getting everything up to 200 smart.
Ouch. Hey. I'm attacking myself.
You're tracking yourself?
Attacking myself. Doc Harry attacked me.
Oh. What did you do that for?
Because I tried to push him. He's standing on 3 silver I need to pick up.
You like, idiot!
All right, I guess I have to wait until he goes to sleep.
Okay, all the towers are stocked. To the best of my ability.
Boom. I got 10 more seconds of infamy. Oh, I'm hungry, so I better eat something.
Shield. Lock. King ring. I'd like to get. Yeah, Crazy Ace, when I was on Texas server with 3%er, Crazy Ace, I walked right by Crazy Ace, he didn't even bother me, but
But.
Okay. You know how I use Hornets for shield block training?
Okay.
Crazy Ace was using a Chaos for shield block training.
Okay.
You know you gotta be strong to be able to use a Chaos for shield block training.
Yeah.
I just wish Chaos was a decent player. I go, there's a new shield blocking ring I'd like to get. I'd like to get some. ATV
crap.
Said, what's it do? I said, helps with shield blocking. She goes,
shit. I already screwed up.
I think it's the one with the green dot on top.
Hmm.
I have one in Texas. I could go check.
I have no do. I have no clue.
The Spike Band. Okay, the Spike Band.
Why would we ban spikes?
So, ATV has two of them and don't even know what they do.
Okay, what do they do?
Okay, Drafter said they can be crafted. I said, okay, I don't have the mats for that. What are the mats, you know? Of course, I'm sure you're reading it, but our listeners can't see it.
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I don't have a clue. I agree with ATV.
ATV has no clue, so do you.
I'm busy building a wall, and I'm out of stone and clay. What do I need? Stone. Yeah, I got plenty of clay for a while. I am going to need more clay, though.
Yep, plus 3 shield, plus 3 armor. Share the sheep.
Okay, which stones give you the most stones?
We could put sheep in where hornets spawn, because sheep will kill hornets.
Okie dokie.
Sheep and cow will kill hornets.
Will they?
Yeah.
Effectively?
Yeah. I'm going to dig this and test it to see where the hornet spawns and move the fence. Yeah, there's still one or two hornets that are spawning outside of the pens. That's the one. She said she has a stout ring. My shovel's broke.
Broke or breaking?
Breaking.
Right, because if you really broke it, you wouldn't have it anymore.
To the right.
Now I can tell Chaos has been here.
Working on upgrading, crafting, and knitting skills on C-000. Oh, okay.
Yum, that was good meat. ATV says cool. Not referring to the good meat.
All right. She didn't want to give me that ring. She just wanted to show me the ring.
Well, don't all girls like to show off their rings?
True that. Wait a minute.
That's what she said. Ooh, it's getting cold.
Milky Blonde
is now sleeping.
Yeah.
And Kano says, cool, cool. Not in that order.
Cool. She said that Milky's holding stuff for the store and other various items. Basically, the things that are valuable to her, she's holding on.
Yep.
Milky. She's using Milky.
C-000 is online.
Yeah, let's see what I need for that stout ring. I can make a crafting ring, but I don't have mats for a stout ring. Or even some of them. Maybe. Let's pick up some the dye. Maybe the dye leaves are required for that.
For what?
The stout ring.
No.
I've been converting all the dye. Oh. It's... Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong thing. Here we go. No, don't look like it. Drop. Drop. And, oh, there's 18 of those. I'll go ahead and drop all of them. Probably make some more blue dye. What is it that I'm lacking in material?
Try everything until you find it.
Huh?
Try everything until you find it.
I already have. I got plenty of dirt and mud. I've got not as many feathers as I did, but I got tons of other stuff. Now let's see if this works.
Do we have a bloomer area already?
Do what?
Do we have a bloomer area already?
Have I used it?
A place? Well, no. Do we have one?
Oh, yeah. That's one of the first
okay.
things I built.
Cool. So I have to melt some iron.
Maybe that's what we need. Something that I don't have.
Bronze, copper, tin.
I've got a ton of copper and a ton of tin.
Okay, melt them together and make some bronze. Try one-to-one and see if that makes bronze.
And I need that in, what, a clay bowl?
Yep. Put one of each into the clay bowl. Put it on the fire. I give you bronze. Should give you bronze. The first time I did one tin and six copper, and I got a bronze. I suspect that it's probably closer to one-to-one.
One-to-one.
Yeah. I you know, experiment around, see what it takes to make the bronze. Because I think I wasted five copper when I did it.
Interesting. All right, I'm going to pick up some clay bowls here. One, two, three. Three clay bowls. Put them in order. One. Two. And three. I don't have any wood, though. I got one wood, I think. Yeah, I got one wood. All right, drop one of these. And drop one of these. Pick that up. Drop that.
Yeah.
And drop that.
I came into existence right next to a wolf spawn point. Kano is now sleeping.
Dang it, Kano, quit sleeping.
Is that Kano side. Or Kane Zero?
That's Kano.
Are we having fun? That ass, what's a C-U-N?
I gotta log back in before I log out.
Grinding, grinding, grinding. We are always grinding away.
Kano's awake. All right. Ding.
Dong.
My My smelting level has increased. I got one bronze.
Oh, boy. How'd you do it? One to one?
One and one.
Now try two and two and see if you get two.
I go chop some more wood. I used my last wood.
Well...
Wait, Kato might have some wood. Hang on. Nope, no wood. I'm woodless.
Yeah, go find a pretty girl and I'm sure you'll get wood.
Oh, yeah. that's what I needed. Frost.
There you go.
Okay.
How much bronze do you need?
Oh, yeah. I gotta check.
Well, if you do two and two, you might waste two materials. I don't know. But I think if you keep them in...
Oh. Wow, they're worth two gold. Now, more than that, really. 10 silver. 20 bronze. Two gold.
Oh, you got to put gold into it?
Yep.
Then they're worth more than two gold.
Yeah, it's worth 20 bronze. Wow. It's worth at least 5 gold, maybe.
Just to make it.
Yeah, just to make it. Like I said, it's probably cheaper to buy some of the stuff.
Kaza, what is HP? Idiot.
Idiot. Da, da, da.
I assume he was joking. But even if he wasn't, he's still an idiot. ACT, just answer him.
Cool.
Kaza talks like a character that I ran into on West Coast that was rather vulgar. Acted like a little baby with his talk. And then went around and did lots of destruction. Whew. You know, the temperature's dropping fast. It might just freeze tonight. I'll be right back. I'm going to go see what temperature it is in here right now. It is 48 degrees in here now.
How much degrees in there?
48. If I had wood, I'd be lighting a fire.
Right. This here.
Somebody's been chopping on trees and then leaving them almost done. Not cool, man.
I spelled lettuce. Never mind, I figured it out.
L-E-T space U-S. Let us.
Oh, bucket. Okay, equip bucket, then hit cow.
Ah, and it gives you little jars of milk. And that's why the cow's bred? Or is that any time?
I don't know. Let's find out. So basically, the bucket acts like a sheep shear to get milk from the cows. That's freaking awesome. Oh, let's see how much wood I got. Give it to my crafting alt. 10 wood. Drop. All right, I got some empty buckets here.
Okay, you got to breed the cow. 40% is not good enough. Okay. Cows will eat tinder, and it does give them food.
All right, so let's try this out. Equip. Wooden bucket. Maybe the percentage has to be right.
Yeah, you gotta get into breed.
Mm-hmm.
tender and or lettuce. Might be other things as well, but they'll eat tender and lettuce. Two tenders got this one bread.
Where?
No milk in this cow. Try again. 73% and it's bread. So, being bread's not good enough.
No, there's no lettuce there. Oh, I did get milk.
Cool. Oh! It doesn't show up in the bucket. And it doesn't stack. Yeah, it doesn't stack.
So you only need one bucket. Yay, we figured out how to get milk. Well, Drafter told us, but that's okay. Wait a minute. I'll get another bucket for him. Bonk. And we lost David Ray. And Doofus is now sleeping, according to the game. I'm sure it's almost midnight. Oh, it's past midnight. All right, well, this concludes the DD&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything, including, but not limited to. There he is.
Apparently, I moved. So, how long are we going to run this podcast tonight?
You what?
How long are we going to run this? It's 12:20 already.
Don't need lettuce.
No, I gave it tender. I think lettuce might be more effective. Tender didn't raise it very high.
Oh, okay. He's focusing on eggs. There goes Cold Shadow.
Yay.
Okay.
That's what it says.
Gotta get the percentage up.
But you get milk anyway.
Tender, 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 and lettuce. Are you using tender or lettuce?
I used tender because that's what I had. But I used lettuce before, and I got them into a breed state. I mapped them overfill with three pieces of lettuce. Whereas tinder, it took three pieces to get it into 74%.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they're bred at 89, I'm sure. Or is it 79? Anyway, I can't log in right now for whatever reason.
So, I'm just going to drop two for now. Whoops. See what that does. Okay, two worked.
Spread?
It says no milk.
Yeah, it says that, but did you get one? Because I got two milk about the same time you said, oh, hey, I'm getting milk in my inventory. I look over and I already had two milk. But it kept telling me no milk at this time. So, I don't know. But now we can get milk. So milk and potatoes make something that's nutritious?
Yeah, supposedly.
You need a pot to cook with it. Cook it. Supposedly I have internet. Oh, there we go. Loading 100%. London. And... oh yeah, I gotta bring 417 here. And London again. Establishing connection. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And London again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. London again. Oh, I got kitty cat twice in a row. Yeah, I'm not getting on.
Yeah, I'm not sure the breeding state actually works.
It might not matter. It might matter in terms of being bred might not be the point, but you know, being 100% fed might give you more milk than being only 50% fed.
Right. Well, the number's coming down. I'm watching the numbers. It's at 65% now, and I'm not getting any milk.
Okay. So,
I'm going to try feeding it two more tender.
Yep. Next time I lose signal, I might have to get the phone.
It's at 99% now.
And did you get milk?
No milk. Nope.
Yeah, it says it, but did you get any?
Nope.
I just harassed the cow until it gave me milk and then take note of what the percentage is.
That's basically what I'm doing. 98% no milk.
Make sure there's any blank spaces on a previous page that's been filling up.
Oh, I have. I'm actually on the nearest previous page. ~97% no milk.
Oh my gosh. Gave me the login page. I'm logged in as the wrong character.
~96% no milk. Milk's not that valuable. 95% no milk.
It may not be that valuable, but is it easy for you to get?
It doesn't seem like it's that easy, but I haven't learned the trick yet. 94% no milk.
Dang, I already started building my walls. I got all my gates in place already. Can't fall asleep yet. I got to do my exterior walls.
93% no milk. But it might be the breeding state that it requires. But it might be even lower than that even. I don't know. Maybe it's like feather dropping. It's got to go down to zero and then back up.
Yeah, I don't think so. Giving milk is like laying eggs.
That's what I was thinking.
At least in real life.
91% no milk.
Who knows what this twit thing?
Milking cows is boring.
Probably.
90% no milk.
So all the effort you put to it, even if it gives you really filling food, it's not worth it. Better to eat something.
Well, it might be. We just have to figure out what the trick is.
Well, it might be an experience thing, too. Getting milk experience and you just didn't see it because it's so quick. So why don't you check your...
Or 89% bred or breed, still no milk.
Yeah, that would be pronounced...
boring. She said, yeah, but you won't be thirsty.
Is drinking milk fulfilling?
I don't know. 97% bread, no milk. All right, well, we'll figure it out. And if you play this dumb game, maybe we'll share the information with you. Anyways, oh, man, but Parallel Origin is supposed to come out in a couple weeks. We might be playing it instead. This game's all right. I mean, I am addicted to it, but we're at 95 or 85% and still no freaking milk. Ding darn dilly. Ticking me off. I even changed buckets thinking I need a different bucket or something. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Oh, boy. 90 or 84% no milk. So this concludes the D&D podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons & Dragons. If you have a topic you want to talk about, game or no game, give us a call. Our phone number is at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. We have another podcast called Scrap Go Scrap at ScrapGoScrap.com. You can call, you can go to that website, same phone number, same extension, different hours. So just give us a call. We love our callers. We want people to call in and give us things to talk about besides this boring game. It's not boring if you're playing it, but it's probably boring to you listening to us play it. So anyway, yeah, still no milk, 81%. What the heck? I don't know what the trick is, but we'll figure it out. DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. All right, talk to you later. Bye.